Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin Sarmiento from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We're not attempting to sell you anything today, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future not sell you anything. Thank you. We really appreciate you helping us with this survey. Is this Eduardo Rodriguez?
Yes.
Hi, perfect. We have the ability to complete this survey in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or in Spanish?
In English. What is it for?
It's just to collect a couple of your opinions about political issues.
Trump. Republican. There you go.
Okay, thank you so much. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone,
Just cell phone. Okay, perfect.
Thank you so much. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
94.
Thank you so much. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino?
No, Latino. Yeah, Hispanic.
Hispanic or Latino? Okay, thank you so much. And what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
Graduated.
From high school?
Yes.
Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Of course I do. That's why I'm voting for Trump.
Do you disapprove them?
Yes, I completely disapprove.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
What district?
California? Texas would be.
The Republican, Gavin Newsom. I mean, Gavin Newsom. Stupid. No, that's not Gavin Newsom. It's Greg.
Okay, thank you so much, then. And would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Republican, probably, or just you're, like, leaning for the Republican one?
As far as red as I can get.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'd like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person, then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one, okay? The first one is Myra Flores.
Yes.
Favorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Very, very favorable.
What about Kamala Harris?
No, thank you.
Unfavorable?
Yeah, unfavorable. She's actually the least, I don't even know how she got a, wasn't there supposed to be like in a tryout? They kind of skipped that, didn't they? You know how the Republicans had a tryout where everybody debated each other within a few candidates?
Yeah, I get
Did
it.
Did skip that?
I'm not really sure to share my opinions, but I would like to know if your opinion about Kamala Harris is like strongly unfavorable, like very unfavorable, or just like somewhat unfavorable.
No, it's strongly unfavorable.
What about Vicente González?
Vicente González. Vicente González, like...
Yeah.
Like the singer?
Yeah.
So isn't you mean like the mariachi guy, right?
Believe so.
Vicente Gonzalez, I don't even think he's a political person. He's a musician, isn't he?
No, I believe that you are maybe thinking in Vicente Fernandez.
Yeah.
No, ain't not that one. No, it's not that one. It's Vicente Gonzalez. He a politician. Have you ever heard about him or not?
Is he a Congress? Is he a governor here in Texas?
I cannot really. Sorry.
Is he a Republican or Democrat?
I believe he's Republican though.
I don't think so. I don't think I've heard him.
Thank you. What about Alejandro Mayorkas?
No.
Unfavorable?
I don't know. I haven't heard of him.
Okay, never heard about him.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, then. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Jobs and economy, climate change, education, taxes, national security and foreign affairs, inflation, the cost of living, abortion, healthcare, crime and public safety, fentanyl and drug addiction, border security. Which one of them do you feel like is the most important for you when deciding where to vote for? Who to vote for?
Border security.
Border security. Thank you so much. Thinking ahead to the November elections then. First, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Are you talking about election day?
Yeah, the election day on November, yes.
Let me see. Very interested. Actually, they should have a holiday. Why don't we have a holiday for that? Isn't that supposed to be the most important festival day we should have as Americans?
I'm not really sure, to be honest, but would you feel like in a scale from 0 to 10, where you can choose obviously any number, how interested would you rate that you are about that date?
I guess 10. It's
like 10? Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And what about if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? For Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump, Republican. I want to make money. I'm tired of being broke.
Thank you so much for your answer. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Hallred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra Flores, Republican.
Perfect. And would you say is definitely, probably, or just like uncertain that you're going to be voting for Flores?
Very certain. Very sure.
Okay, perfect. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might heard about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. The first one is, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted for the raise of taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. How do you feel?
How do I feel?
Yeah, that makes you feel like more likely, less likely, or it just, like, make no difference for you to vote for him? For Vicente Gonzalez?
Yes. Oh, okay.
All right. What did you say?
Yes, I would like to know if that statement make you feel more likely or less likely or maybe no difference about you voted for him.
For that would make... that? I don't know. That sounds like a campaign ad.
And
I don't really know for what main purposes they are, but Maida Flores, I know she's for the family, man. So she does a lot for, she's going to do a lot for the family, man. So usually you don't want to go blue because you'll get state taxes as well.
Okay. So. I totally understand. So would you say that make you no difference then? The statement?
Yeah, no difference.
Okay, the next one is, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth on taxpayer-funded benefits. How that statement make you feel? More likely, less likely, or just no difference at all?
I don't, like I tell you, I don't even know the guy. I guess because he ran Democrat. That's probably why I don't know the guy. But I wouldn't feel any, I don't feel much different because I haven't actually looked into what their main reasons are. You know?
Oh,
I always want to look at the reasons for it.
So would you say it makes no difference though?
Yeah, I guess so. No difference.
Okay, perfect. The next one is, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on taxes, families while raking in record profits. How that one make you feel? More likely, less likely, or no difference at all. Thank you so much. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of radical group that supports the sex change drugs for children. What about that one?
No different.
Despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration border policies. How that make you feel?
Well, less likely to vote.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Well, much less likely.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some more information about him, and if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote then? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Maida Flores, Republican?
Oh, yeah, no, Maida Flores for sure.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I have just a few questions, only for statistical purposes. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
A Republican.
Strong Republican, not so strong Republican, or just lean to Republicans?
Strong Republican.
Thank you so much, sir. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, moderate, or liberal in most issues?
Conservative.
Very conservative, somewhat conservative. Conservative, sorry.
Very conservative.
How would you describe your economy circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Working class.
Working class, thank you so much. And are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
I am employed.
Thank you. And how many jobs do you currently have?
Just one. But I'm about to have two jobs.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at your home you speak only Spanish, mostly Spanish, but some English, English and Spanish equally, most English, but some Spanish, or
mostly
only English
Spanish.
At home?
Spanish.
Huh?
Mostly Spanish, some English.
Mostly Spanish, but some English. Okay.
Yes.
Regardless of how you might be feeling today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Trump.
This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, then, sir.
Yes, sir.